All right, so I'm here with Wayne. We're still at the Good Bike Company because it's just a blast hanging out here, having some beer, talking to people coming through. So right now I'm talking with Wayne, and he came out to just hang out and talk to all of the tourists or competitors, whatever you want to call them. So yeah, tell us a little bit about why you came out here, what your background is, that kind of thing.
Mountain biking since the 80s. Was doing the bike packing thing back in those days.
Cool.
So this is just kind of
a thing.
Yeah, the thing. And it's just kind of neat to see how bikes have evolved into doing that and the gear you get to use. And so I kind of decided I had to come out and actually see them all in use. And
cool. And where were you from?
St. Lam, Oregon.
Okay. And are you just out for the day, or did you come
out? Oh, I'm going to spend a couple days out and about, and I'll probably drive the route a bit and pull over in some places and ride around and get some more photos of people riding. And
have you been up the Crooked River yet, up that way?
Have not been up the Crooked.
Okay. I would recommend that. That was just outstanding this morning. So what rig did you ride back in the 80s, and what kind of gear did you use?
Oh,
how'd you
use it? Well, you know, it was the Kangaroo bags is what I used, and I rode a Unibega mountain bike, fully rigid.
Okay.
And people used to look at me like I was half nuts riding a fully loaded bike on trails and gravel roads.
Yeah.
Now that's what everybody does.
Right. Now there's these guys, like, see how much stuff you can bring.
Yeah, yeah. Let's bring the barbecue and have fun.
Yep. So. Cool. So are you going to stick around the rest of the day or start heading out?
Yeah, I'll probably stick around. I'm thinking of heading up the hill and find a place to pull over and park and get a ride in and take some more photos of people riding gravel and dirt.
Cool. Are you going to post those anywhere?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'll post them out and probably hit, like, these guys' Facebook page and Ride Oregon and Bill of Dirt and all the good guys out there.
Are you aware of, there's the Facebook group PNW Bikepacking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those guys too.
It's a good spot too. Okay.
I just go through the list and start tagging them all.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming out.
And, yeah.
It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Cool.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks. There you go.
There we go.
All right.
All right.
Announce it.
So here at the Good Bike Company, we are in Prineville. We are celebrating a hellish late night climb with a bit of ping pong. What we're talking about here is that with when you're playing rando or bikepacking table tennis, as we like to refer to it, you have to deal with the abnormalities of these picnic tables and exploit them, really. If you can hit one of these lag bolts or another point for Eric Iverson. We found that if you play this table right, you'll end up, if you want to be a dick about it, if you want to win, you have to go off of the abnormality in the boards. You hit a corner on their side and it'll just shoot sideways.
4-6.
We got a solid game going here. We had a couple brews. The Good Bike Company here does have a great tap list for a bike shop, and they have a great table as well. I'm a woodworker, and I can appreciate a good, well-made table and overall display here. It's real sharp. Anyway, here we are back at the game.
Yes, no!
This has been Eilif Knutson of Eilif Woodworks, bringing it to you live from Prineville.
9-6.
We just had a little skinny dip, actually, a little while back. Me and JP took our time. They've been hanging out here for a bit. And we took it a little slower, and we hopped in the Crooked Creek, right? Isn't that what we jumped in there? Oh, into the ball, into the street. So, we had a little skinny dip there. That was real good. Got naked. Let things air out a bit.
No!
is much need after so many days on the saddle.
Wow.
These guys are killing it. I'm going to be able to keep up with them now since they're losing all their energy on the table. Game point. Another fun fact is I met a big dummy here. So me and this other guy are the only long tails in this Oregon Outback. Oregon Outback 2015, we got a big dummy. My friend out of Boulder, Colorado. He's riding it light with solar panels and all sorts of stuff. Oh,
yeah!
Eric wins. So we have determined here now to bring us back a little bit. Yeah, we ran into another big dummy. It's great. We got other long tails. That's great. But here's the thing. Now we have our champ. We have Eric Iverson out of Portland, Oregon, weighing in at a mere 180 pounds. Add 30 that. You guys can do the math. And we're waiting for Rad Tarded to make their appearance. We're going to be chilling here, partying, and we're hoping that they do because we are looking forward to some good table tennis right here in the beautiful town of Prineville, Oregon. Well, this has been ILF reporting from the Oregon Outback for the 2015 Oregon Outback. We're gonna get ourselves some more brews, actually, and we're gonna be moving on over to the diner. Oh, there's the motorcycles just came by. Nice. Anyway, we're gonna go drown ourselves in grease. We'll talk to you later.
So, subject good. Change. What are we doing now?
Okay. So now we're throwing some tomahawks. This is the kind of the grilled by bike pastime. It just sort of happens. We've got a giant, boy, that's an old, like probably like a Doug fir or something. And we are, we're burying the tomahawk here. How about, JP, I'm going to set this thing up next to the stump behind a few things so it doesn't get hit. But maybe you'll even be able to hear the sound of this thing. It's kind of fun.
All right, here's ILF going for an undershot.
Underhanded. I stuck one a few minutes ago. Let's see if I can do it again.
Pointing down, blade is facing forward.
Oh, yeah! There it is. I'm just getting those every now and then now. It feels real good when you get one.
For those who are curious on what we grilled today, we first did some sweet corn with a little salt. That's what we had. It was really good. Then we did some jalapeno.
Got a left-handed shot coming up here.
Okay, here comes a left-handed shot.
Almost. Well.
And then we had some cheddar jalapeno dogs. And then we're about to make some biscuits with queso. That delicious queso. Sweet, sweet queso.
Bikes.
Yeah, that was good, man.
Yeah, we will be biking like long stretches, and life will get a little boring. And all of a sudden, you hear a harmonica come out of the back pocket, and he'll play a tune and get us through for at least a good 15 minutes. Yeah. 1 mile.
That's cool.
We were playing Macklemore, climbing that hill. And he was playing it, and he, like, took off, but I was like, well, at least I remember the song, so I just put it on repeat in my head, and, like, climbed the rest of the song.
I wasn't listening to it.
I was, like, dancing with myself. I was like, yeah, it's like racing the roof, like, one hand.
Both humans, up the hill.
I always think it's weird when people listen to music when they ride, because I was like, I think it's really fun to just, your own head jukebox and your own mental moment comes on.
Yeah.
And you're like, really, I picked this song?
Yeah. Except when the pain kicks in, man.
I was thinking Hall & Oates this morning. I was like, really?
That's mental pain.
So, we're at our first fire of the outback. We got to our campsite before sundown, and what you just heard was Toby on the harmonica, and Jillian, right?
Yep.
And so we've crossed paths and passed each other multiple times, and this is the first group of people we've met that are doing 6 days. So it's interesting to talk to you guys.
Six days back to Portland.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. We're still on the slow pace. Right,
scratch that. We don't want to talk to you anymore.
Wow, we thought you guys were cool, but you're too cool.
But we did start on Thursday, like you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be almost a full week on the road when we get back.
Cool.
You know, so.
Did you guys do this last year?
No.
Okay.
Just read about it within... I feel like a couple weeks. It must have been like the week after.
Okay. So have you been planning it like the last year?
Or when did we start? It was like a total random thing. I feel like it was like, oh, let's do this.
Let's do the outback.
Okay.
Have you ever done anything this big before?
A
tour?
On road. Because you pedaled down the coast.
I pedaled down the coast. That's how I ended up in California. So... I took a break from living in Colorado and said, I'm taking a month off and I'm going to bike down the coast, West Coast, to see what that's all about. Like, stop in Portland, stop in Eugene, stopped all over the place. But I fell in love with San Francisco when I got there 4 years ago. And it was actually this day today, I was meeting up with the people who would be, like, my future best friends in the Redwoods. And they came up and bike camped the rest of the way back to California with me.
And, well, where were you in the Redwoods?
Back to the Bay.
Right. That's not where I met them.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
No, I met them up further up Mendocino.
Oh.
Because it took us like 4 or 5 days to get back, and we went through Fort Bragg because we stopped at North Coast. First time I ever had North Coast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we biked all the way back down to San Francisco, and I got to San Francisco and. There was something about the culture there and the bike, and it was actually the bike culture there. It wasn't just any culture. It was like the bike culture there was really good. It was strong. It was a community. Everybody was helping everybody, you know, and it's just, and there's some great things that have come out of that group, and I'm like so lucky that I got to meet them.
Cool.
And then they drug me into the Bay Area, and here it is.
So what kind of groups of people do you hang out with there? Is it like bike fun type stuff or touring or?
All of the above.
All of the above.
It's a pretty eclectic, eclectic group. Ironically, I've been in a shop for like 8 years and never saw any of that.
And we're like the multi, like the multi-tool of riders because, you know, we go out on our cross bikes, we go out on our road bikes, we go mountain biking, we go bike touring, we bike for groceries, you know, we bike camp. With the dog and the kid, and like, we kind of do it all.
That's awesome.
And so you have a lot of variety of friends in the biking community, you know. But
that's a great one. Two people can share that.
Yeah. Yeah, we each have, you know, the bike for the right job.
Yeah.
That means there's like 20 in the basement.
The big dummy basically does all of the above.
Yeah, you have a grill bike.
No. Maybe if we get an electric Swiss, you know, Bosch extra cycle dog and grill.
Yeah, I can show you how to, you know,
you just grill, grill the dog.
On an app, like, yeah.
Well, so you're not the first grill bike I've met though, because there's a couple in California, like in Berkeley area. But I met this guy Alex Ruddle, which is in my mind the original barbecue bike. It's the first time I've ever seen it.
Bike party.
No, we met him on the coast, actually, when Nate and Denise and I, 4 years ago, were biking down the coast. We met him at a random stop, and we pull in, and he goes, "You guys want a chicken wing?" And we're like, we see no grill in sight, by the way, because we're like, where did the chicken wings come from? And we go back, and he's got, like, an old steel Trek frame, and he has, like, a circular grill on the back. And he actually lights it and rides it.
Oh, yeah.
And rides.
That's our
whole thing.
Yeah, ride on fire.
Ride on fire.
Right, so, right, yeah, so he rides and then, you know, you get kind of ashy food every so often.
She did 4 years.
Four years ago.
I've been doing it for 7. So,
well, you know, yeah. It's a small world of bike culture, yeah, so he could have been up in Portland.
Yeah, like, fire travels fast.
Yeah. Spread like wildfire. But yeah, but we met him on the coast, so like near Fort Bragg, actually.
And that's near where you spent that
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. All right.
Find out where those cameras really come from.
If it wasn't for you kids, it was awesome.
Fuck me, dude.
Oh, is that it?
Oh. Oh, still good. No, there's plenty in there. There's plenty in there.
It's all good.
Would we make it like 15 minutes without
having
Dennis?
It's been long overdue. No, it's good.
I swear it was going to be me first. No, the bike ride today, the bike ride out this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Down the river.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that was
that was good.
I wanted to do it all day.
I know. I was like, man, this could go on for a long time and I'd be okay. It was like perfect pitch, just like ups and downs, and like the road was nice. It was quiet and beautiful river and fly fishermen. It was just like, yeah.
And most of the cars have been moving to the complete other lane, which has been awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Contrary to the day before.
Mm-hmm. Friendly, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a few close call bys, but.
Really? Mm-hmm. We haven't had any, I don't think.
On the freeway, I think that was the only time, right? When we had that one stretch where you...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that
we saw a bullfight.
Oh, I remember that.
Two bulls playing, but they were pushing each other in the middle of the road. It was pretty cool right before we got into the freeway.
Did you guys herd any cows on the OC&E?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
I have a video of it.
We did, too. And
one got me off my bike.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I had to
Yeah, that's your low point.
That's my low point. I jumped literally into a puddle of swamp matter. Yeah.
That was kind of our low point too. This whole herd started freaking out, and it was, you know, the barbed wire on both sides, and they're just running crazy. It was like a stampede, and we were going really slow, like we didn't know what to do. And they're still just running.
You guys,
and
herding,
no, but they started
cattle.
Like they started headbutting into the barbed wire, and they all just start like sprawling over.
Jesus. I'm just a biker.
Yeah. There was an open gate and they chose to go through a barbed wire.
Yeah.
Slammed at it like
evolution at its best.
How much leather were you guys wearing?
No, it was pretty freaking. Yeah, we were like, what the hell?
Yeah. So I sent the vegetarian out to get them.
It was crazy though, because there was literally a fence like he was describing, like 10 feet over from where they just plowed right through. And it was open. It was like an open space and then barbed wire.
There's this one cow that just messed up there. He was like,
yeah.
She's like, it's right here. Oh, no, there.
Everyone follow me.
Follow me, guys.
It was really dramatic.
Just like the bull that ran all the way down the fence for the closure. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we're at this park with like three sites and there's
what
a couple
of...
Well, Skookum Rock.
That's it. Okay. Yeah.
And our neighbors, they got a couple RVs. I just walked over to see if they knew where the creek was. And they're like, oh, you can't drink that water. And proceeded to give us like 8 bottles of water. And I'm like, just 2 is fine. And then we were having some trouble getting the fire going, just fanning a lot with the frisbee.
I'm gonna wait.
And then 4 of them came over with 4 armloads of wood.
Yeah.
So, just super generous.
Amazing. And they can't... So, then we get the fire going.
Well, and the wood's a little bit... kind of get the fire
kind
going.
Kind of going. Yeah, it was...
We were doing good. We were doing good.
Yeah, no, we were.
Yeah, it wasn't quite up to their standards, apparently, though, because they came over and they had a party cup full of gasoline. And, I got a little hasty. I used to do this trick where... Well, I used to do stuff like this. And I just grabbed it and... You know, splashed a little around, but then threw it right straight in the fire, and well, that thing went right up.
Hopefully, we'll get the video in the show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you guys meet any interesting, nice people, rude people?
We met these guys. One guy had a Yuba, and he was peddling barbecue. Oh.
I was like, wait, there was another one?
Yeah, exactly.
There was another long tail, though.
I saw that. Big dummy.
I caught up with him, too. We caught up with him today and hung out. He's the greatest. He's super cool.
Yeah, he almost took his big dummy.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get a ride back.
Oh, that would have been so cool.
No, I was like literally this close. But it wasn't going to fit on the back of her friend's car, which we're not even doing anymore, but that was the plan.
Still got to get on the train.
No, but it'll fit on the train. You do, tandems are allowed. You just pay like $5 more.
Yeah.
It's one way of getting around the boxing. It's bring a big butt.
Right?
Yeah, last year somebody did it. I mean, there's kind of every year I'm seeing, well, this is literally the only second, this is the second year.
Yeah.
So there hasn't been like a
whole. So like every year. Like everyone,
100%. Yeah, everyone has to have a cargo. Like, you know, there's always outliers. There's people that want to try something different, you know, and just kind of play around.
So last year Mike Cobb did it. Many of you listeners might know him from the disaster relief trials. He did it on a bullet last year.
Yeah,
and we ran into him this year, and he's doing it on a fixed gear because the bullet wasn't hard enough, apparently.
Dude,
come up
too.
This hill on that, yeah.
I know, how did they do it?
3 days, right? He did it last year.
What?
Yeah.
That's what.
And then he biked back to Portland, too.
Yeah.
And then he went back to Portland.
Now do you feel
like... Yeah, I'll leave my barbecue home next to the...
No, he was packing really light, though.
Carbon fiber long bike.
He's legendary. But then you probably heard about the tall bikes as well.
Yeah, we biked with them for a while, actually. Oh, cool. We met those kids. Good group of guys. They were actually moving at a good pace with us that evening.
Was that most
they had a front
guys?
Group and a back
LA.
Group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, they had two speeds.
Mm-hmm.
When did you see them?
Right past... Oh, right when you go up the Switchback Hill?
Yeah.
So, like, about... Oh, I don't know.
That makes sense.
An hour
is
before,
Rad Tarded
going to
meet up with us? Like, you passed those guys too, right?
That is Rad Tarded.
Yeah, and they saw him at Switchbacks, and we were a half an hour ahead of him at the Switchbacks when we were playing ping pong.
They were trying to catch up to you guys, actually.
Yeah.
Because they're like, there's barbecue to ping pong. We want to be with them.
Yeah, we've been waiting for
it. But they would take like hour breaks.
So yeah, we do too.
Well, we're competing on a similar.
They don't have
to.
And first prank team to win.
Yeah.
First fun team.
We're going to like slowly, we'll be approaching the finish line just slowly as possible, whatever falls down first.
Good, slow race, slow
yeah,
race.
Yeah,
to
slow
the finish.
Race to the finish.
Yeah, just get that tall bike to wobble, you'll be fine.
Our plan last night, because we thought there'd be a bunch of people camping, was to cruise in at like, you know, 1 a.m. and just like crash into a bunch of tents, but we didn't have that option.
Because I smoked past the place, like I probably said before. It's my fault. I smoked that freaking campsite going to like 30.
Oh, I can see how.
You should see this guy when he bombs, though. He gets into this awesome tuck.
Well, for you, but you can get down low like a... Well, it's exactly... If you take the saddle out, you can get on your belly if you're going extreme.
Yeah.
It's just like the salt flat motorcycles.
Yeah.
You know the salt flats? Same idea. Head first.
So, if you guys heard of Zubomb?
Yeah.
So he'll do Zubomb. He'll take the saddle out so he can just lay on his stomach.
I thought it was a 12 inch bikes only?
Those are the hardcore guys.
Oh, okay.
But anyone, you can do that.
The casual.
Anyway.
Yeah. The guys in the Bay Area like to surf them. They take the Yubas out and surf on them.
The long tails.
Yeah, the long tails down the streets. Yeah.
I thought about that, but they actually can do it, huh?
Yeah. They just stand on the platform in the top tube.
Wow.
But are they using the steering at all, or they're just...
They're using
leaning?
Their legs to steer.
Is that like...
I've seen Ariel, like our friend Ariel, who's probably like 6'5" Samoan. Just like... He's Filipino. But he's huge Filipino, dude. And he comes surfing down with probably beer on both sides, too.
Oh, my God.
Is there any video of this?
We're going to have to find a video of that.
Yeah, if you look up... He's part of Rock the Bike.
I can't see.
How does he do it? Like, get it rolling and then...
So some, I think some of them pedal, right? And then...
Yeah, you pedal. You have to go downhill.
Okay. And then you slowly climb back up onto it.
And so you go down. You're coasting speed.
Yeah.
And then
there's still some water in here.
With the coasting speed, they slowly get up on the top tube and put the foot on the back rack. So one foot goes on the back rack, one goes in the top tube. So you're pretty much standing in the middle of the bike over the center.
And then they stand up straight. And serve
they
it.
Stand up straight and serve it.
Okay, I gotta work on that.
I want to see you surfing the barbecue bike, can't you?
Yeah.
Get I bet you can do it.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you can look it up, like, Yuba Bike Surfing San Francisco or something.
Is he like a BMX guy? Because usually those guys can kill all that kind of stuff.
I don't think he ever did.
I don't think he does.
I think he worked for Caltrans. I mean, this is, this picture just...
But I think he surfed. He
lived, big, you know, like,
he lived in L.A.
Yeah.
Filipino.
That's amazing.
Tattoos on his fingers. Yeah. You know, wrap on your car's windows when they are driving too close to you or they honk or something. And he's a big dude with knuckle tattoos. And he... Hey! Rap, rap, rap. I mean, we've seen people just, like, lock all their doors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
like,
God.
He just... Yeah, but he's like a big teddy bear. He's never hurt anybody. No, we have a pretty interesting bike culture up there.
I'm going to have to come down and visit you guys. I used to be really into the polo scene.
Oh, did you know Sam Bell?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, I know
somebody in L.A. Or
no, she's in the Bay. Bear.
But she's I went to tournaments there were above.
Mm-hmm. She travels a lot.
She travels a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was from... I mean, I've been playing for 10 years now, so... Mm-hmm. I mean, now I'm not, so... It's just kind of...
Different, okay. Yeah, no, she plays a lot. That's kind of the joke. Oh, you play bike polo?
Yeah.
Sam Bell?
On my Instagram, I just put up a picture of bike polo players from the Richmond Refinery back in, I don't know, close to 100 years ago.
Well,
maybe not that long. Probably in the 40s.
Every now and then I'll see photos like that and it just blows my mind.
Yeah, it was cool. My mom gave me the postcard.
And they're just like, a lot of them are the hardcore variety and pretty much like the...
Yeah, just like a fixed gear safety bike. I mean, this is before gears.
Yeah.
So. Well, I guess there were gears in the 40s, but...
Well, you think about it. Somebody biked this route in some way or another before we did.
This route right here.
A lot of people did, actually. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people did.
Just
like a few
stuff?
Hours ago. Yeah. We're in it.
Yeah. I know. Who's going to do on a penny farthing?
The next thing is a penny farthing.
Oh, boy. I'm okay.
I thought you were making hot water.
No, I just put it back. There's still some water in there. It's not. It's dampening the air so we don't get dehydrated.
That was when those guys were bringing us firewood. I was like, oh, that's so nice of them. And I was like, but in their head, they're like, oh, those poor bikers.
I know. There's that part of some things there. It's like, but whatever, bikers.
Yeah.
You can't change some things.
When I was biking the coast, I learned that after my first campsite to go work over the people in the RVs.
Nice.
I'd come back with like cups of whiskey, fresh clam chowder.
Nice.
Pro tip, you heard it here first.
Right here.
But mine aren't free. Yeah, you just go over and play the saddest card you can.
You're like, thank you.
You know, next.
I used to do that. Me and my sister would go car camping in Washington when we'd go skiing. So wherever we were at, we would be bumming tickets. I forget where this incident. I think it's Stevens Pass, but we would camp out in our Volkswagen bus.
Nice.
And we'd modify it so you could do that kind of stuff. We had a 40-foot TV antenna.
Wasn't a Westie?
No, this is like an old school, like early, like right after the window
type
Volkswagen
one,
bus.
Or type 2, like a 68.
Something like, yeah, where it doesn't have the gas gauge on it, it's just got you to switch tanks when it runs
out.
Oh,
the reserve. Wow,
yeah.
That's nice.
It was one of the, we just had so many incidents where that we just coast into the gas station, literally coast into the gas station. But we would just like walk around in the parking lot, me and my sister, and we would come up to somebody and I would be like, hey, I was really hoping to, you know, hey, hi, you know, I was really hoping to get my sister up on the hill today, and he'd usually come up in the evening if people are leaving early, and so it'd be, you know, maybe you'd get like an hour or something like that, but still it's worth it, it's free. And I'd be like, I was really hoping to get my sister up on the hill today, but I don't feel like, you know, buying a ticket this late in the day just for an hour. And then they would immediately go, well, I'd see where I was going with it. But you're like, but I can't take this thing off. Like, these things are wired on.
How are they all wired?
And then I'd immediately pull out my clippers. Thank you. Exactly. exact same kind of thing where like, thank you.
Sucker.
Where it's like, like, damn, okay, well, I just got work there a little bit, but.
Why didn't you just, open up an operating system of like, oh, I've got clippers, I'll take your passes off.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. There, that's even better, see? Yeah. That, if I was a little smarter.
I remember those back in the day. Wickets. Go get your wickets.
Oh, sorry. It's getting wrapped in here.
Yep. Got another piece of wood on it.
Yeah, I guess now are we... This looks like we're pretty much done.
Hot chocolate's in the spot.
Oh, do you want to... Oh, did you get the hot chocolate?
I am drinking hot chocolate.
There's still some water in this pan, but we should get it off if...
Yeah, if we stoke this thing up. I don't know if it's hot or not on the handle.
And there's a pan, right?
No, this one.
Whoop.
Yeah. Cut down, yeah. And like for that? Those of you at home, you can't see this, but he's cutting down the inside of the banana.
Oh, the inside. So it's opening up like a potato sort of when you stab it.
Exactly. You're making a stuffed
channel
potato.
For the heat to get into. And you crack it open a little bit?
Crack it open a little bit, and you want to stuff the chocolate and the nut butter in between that crack.
Oh, shit. I can already tell this is a good idea. So what do we got some nut butter in here that Eric's fishing out of a bucket. Got a little smoke in my eyeballs.
It's going to be a smoked banana boat tonight.
Maybe I should just throw it... Yeah, on there. That looks...
No,
that
you don't want the peel. The peel will burn. It's not.
Oh,
more,
you take it out of the peel.
No,
you'll eat it out of the peel eventually.
I think he was talking about where the pan's going to
go. Oh, the pan. Yeah, okay. Like, don't just throw it into the fire. Use protection.
The smoke is following us, Portlanders. Thanks for bearing with us here. We work out this technical difficulty.
It's a worldwide audience.
Oh, yeah, this is worldwide. I want you to say hi to Portland.
So you have two people in Australia listen to you?
Yeah.
It's not our podcast.
Okay, so I put this on the in the pan.
Oh, no, you gotta stuff it first.
Okay.
Stuff it in the bag.
Okay, here you go.
So, do you have chocolate?
No, they got bannies or whatever it's called.
That's the whole point.
Almond butter?
Chocolate.
We got almond butter.
Oh, this will be good. But peanut butter and banana.
Hey, what about...
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Almond butter, it'll be good.
What
it'll
about that? What about when
but I highly recommend chocolate.
You're like, I don't want to.
Oh, the Snickers? Oh, next level. Caramel and nuts? Well, you have two bananas, too.
Oh, I see that Snickers.
If you have two bananas, do one with butter and one with Snickers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we...
Yeah, let's do that one first.
Okay.
I'll warm this up in my pot.
Yeah, and you'll do... Because you'll do the next one right.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So we want to do it right when we have the Snickers.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So I'm going to squirt this almond butter.
Oh.
What?
We just lost a bunch of banana.
Fuck.
So we're only going to do a half round. Why don't you pull the plate out and at least work on the plate?
Yeah.
You look a little sad there. With
All right. I'm going to try to sit down on this bucket, everybody. No, it's. I'm so sorry. I can't sit on this bucket. Slow-mo.
Slow-mo.
Whew.
So, Alice.
No big deal. Just sat down.
That's okay.
Like you do. Like you haven't rode for the last
few
days.
You've been sitting all day.
Are you going to dip it in queso?
I see that, you know, I have to draw a line somewhere.
I don't.
Habitual line stepper.
Or a finger painter.
Queso can't go everywhere. You cannot use queso with chamois cream. Ooh, so you should have told those guys. Freak them out and pull in a can of queso.
Hey, I've been using queso all day.
Trust me, dude.
And then afterwards, just dip a chip in it and eat it.
Yeah. Pull my hand out of my pants. Got like queso on my hand.
Chip out. Bring the queso out.
Yeah, I think I put on a little too much queso. Pull out a chip. Brutal.
Okay, so the banana should be really. Should be gooey.
To think if I have, I'm crying. It's so beautiful.
I've got M&M's.
Damn it, who's got the chocolate sprinkles?
Here, hold that.
Cool, dude.
No, we can melt M&M's
yeah.
in here.
Come okay, on. So maybe it's getting there. One, it's getting there.
Two, three.
The peel, like, up. It has to be just, like, mush. Like, the banana inside has to be very mushy. Oh,
well done.
But, not even acting, dude.
It's usually just when the chocolate's melted.
Actually, no. That's why I've sat down since I stood up.
Look at that.
Boom. I've done this before.
Look at that. It's just like a... I mean, well...
So anyway, the second banana boat is coming. It's where you put the queso.
Wait a minute. Why is this thing so amazing?
Wait, like, the Snickers is going in.
That genuinely blew my mind. Okay, we got Snickers over the fire.
Yeah, baby.
So, day 5, and we're kind of lost again. It's not that we're lost, just that we don't know where we are.
We're right here.
Yeah, we have some good guesses, and we have all sorts of fancy devices, but took a wrong turn. Now we're going to try to take a shortcut, but we're having fun. We just got some water. Talked to the trail fairies who gave us water and firewood last night. They were on their ATVs. They helped us out a bit. So that's the update for now. And here's some gravel noises. I don't think that was 2,000 feet.
No? Okay.
No.
I think there was like a little dead end before we took the left on your map, wasn't there?
This could be the dead end then?
Yeah, was, you're right.
Okay.
Good call.
Alright, keep on pedaling. Was the first water crossing of the Oregon Outback. It's about, I don't know, 10 yards, 30 feet. Here comes another guy. Deepest point is probably a foot.
Get it!
Woo. Awesome. Iliff, of course, bombed it at full speed. Blew out his front tire, but it was glorious. So now we're hanging out with some people from Seattle. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian?
Yeah.
So what's your game plan? Have you done this before?
No, it's first time. Actually, it's going to turn out to be 5 days.
Okay.
If we're lucky.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think we got 2 more big humps to get over today, so.
Cool. So have you done anything like this, or...?
I did the Entmoot last year, the Rivendell ride down in Walnut Creek, and that was a lot shorter, smaller.
Okay.
But, some of the, I've seen a couple of the same people.
Okay.
So, cool. Yeah, I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Yeah, I think we started talking about it in January, and we're kind of prepping since then, and meeting for beers to discuss it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I felt like I wasn't quite prepared, but you kind of get prepared after doing this for a few days. So.
Yeah.
Destination, if we haven't told you, is Shanico, or I keep saying it differently.
more mileage here.
No way. Como Rabi just caught up with us and we are here.
Hey, this is Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
And Danny's here with us too.
Hello.
So, they met us at our previous recording. Top of some hill.
And the last hill, right?
The last hill for you guys.
Of the day?
Yeah, maybe. We've got one more 5 miler. So you should tell the fans that.
It's great. We have, 3 Komorabi riders doing the Outback. I think one might have already finished today. And there's another one that's behind us. But a good test of the equipment. Everything's holding up superiorly. So we're having a great time.
You may have heard we got lost earlier. We kind of knew where we were in general, but didn't know. We tried some shortcuts, didn't work. Had to double back quite a ways. So it got us into Shanico at about midnight. So nothing was open, so we couldn't purchase any more grillables. So we're doing some Mountain House and some biscuits that we had with.
That's the Shining.
Biscuits. We figured out how to make them really well. I lifted.
Biscuits are so good.
Of course, on the grill, you get one pan, lay the 3 biscuits on top, and then another pan on top. It's kind of like a Dutch oven.
Yeah.
And then you dip it in queso, of course.
Yeah.
So we're behind some huge barn that says Shanico on it. So we're figuring it's city property. The ice cream shop let cyclists camp in their lawn, but everyone was in their tents, and we didn't want to disturb them. And then there's also this little city park that was full of tents, but we didn't want to disturb them either. And we didn't want them disturbing us when we wake up.
Hell yeah.
And they wake up.
So here we are making some biscuits. In a crappy little Coleman kit that kicks ass.
We had a number of big climbs today, including one starting at 10 p.m. from Antelope to Shanico. But it was pretty cool. High desert, no trees, tons of stars.
Anyway, yeah. Quite the day.
Water splashes were the highlight, I think. Or stream crossings.
That was good. Yep.
So we're not too lively today because we ran out of beer and whiskey.
Yeah, so we're just kind of
sober campers.
Boring.
I thought these guys were going to be drinking and having a...
Oh, coyotes going off. We heard some bats that sounded like monkeys earlier. That was cool. I think they're called monkey bats.
That was monkey bat.
So we're hoping to get to dish. We have a reserved site. JP planned ahead, did an awesome job there. And hopefully we can have campfire number 2 out of 6 possible.
Only 6.
2 out of 6. Not too great.
Yeah. Trying to get there a little bit early tomorrow.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
I don't think we have any big climbs, but it's always windy. I think that's the thing. So we'll just have to do some gravel pace lines.
Yeah, those have been helping out get through those tougher spots when wind slams you. Just get in line, suck wheel.
All right, that's the update for today.